You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Today, Get Coverage America launched a national bus tour in Houston that's touring six cities in Texas this week to help raise the profile of the affordable care coverage and a financial assistance to help pay for insurance that's available to uninsured Texans to get the medical coverage that they need. And joining us to talk about that right now is Anna Filipic. She is with Enroll America. Anna, welcome to The Source.
Hi, David. It's great to be here.
So what's going on here? What is this bus tour?
Well, we launched today in Houston our Countdown to Get Covered bus tour, which is all about really meeting Texans and their communities and giving them the information they need so they can enroll in coverage through the health insurance marketplace before that deadline on March 31st. We know there's a lot of people who still don't know their options to get financial assistance to find a health insurance plan through the marketplace, and we really want to get the word out about what's available.
So you're on the bus right now, sitting in Houston traffic?
I am. You might be able to hear it in the background. We are on our way to McAllen this evening.
So why the big shindig? Why do a bus tour? I mean, here we have the Affordable Care Act. It's there. All you got to do is hop on the computer, and the website's now functional. So what's the big deal?
Well, there is this incredible opportunity that's available to millions of Texans. And we've seen that about 200,000 people have already enrolled in coverage, and about 8 out of 10 people who have enrolled have already gotten financial assistance. So that is great. But we know that there are millions of people who still have this really incredible opportunity to enroll before March 31st, but we find that there's still a lot of misinformation out there. So that's why we're really going community by community, working with local leaders and elected officials, and really spreading the word about these key facts, about the fact, for example, that financial assistance is available to help find a plan.
Misinformation? What kind of misinformation?
I'm sorry, say that again?
So you said there's misinformation about the Affordable Care Act out there that might be scaring people away from enrolling. What do you mean?
We find that very few people are aware, for example, that financial assistance is available. In our last research that we put out in January, we saw about 70% of people had no idea. But we saw that about 85% of people, if they could find a plan that was affordable, they would enroll in coverage. So this is, for many families, really the missing piece of information. And so to know that you actually can get financial help, that for 6 out of 10 families, you can find, or 6 out of 10 individuals, you can find a plan for less than $100 a month, this is really life-changing news. So a lot of people don't have those basic facts about what's available. And that's why we're really encouraging people to check out our website, getcoveredamerica.org, where you can get really just the facts information about what's available to you.
Our phone lines are open. If you got a question about enrolling in the Affordable Care Act, or if you want to come on and talk about your experience, good or bad, we want to hear it. Give us a call. The number is 614-8980. You could also email us at thesource@tpr.org. So you're going to be rolling into San Antonio when?
We will be in San Antonio on Thursday, which we're really excited about. We're going to be working with the coalition there, Enroll SA, that's been doing really great work. And we're going to actually have a press conference with some local leaders, including County Judge Nelson Wolf and Representative Trey Martinez Fisher, to spread the word about to folks in San Antonio about what's available.
Well, not everyone likes to get on the computer to do their stuff. They like face-to-face interaction. So are you going to have an opportunity where people can ask questions and help and get some help, hands-on help?
You know, we have seen that a lot of people prefer to have this conversation one-on-one in person. And just a few weeks ago, there was a really successful event in San Antonio, which Mayor Castro attended himself. It was a big Latino enrollment summit, and we saw over 800 Latino families attend and actually enroll in coverage. And so that's the sort of thing we're doing throughout the month of March. And so we're going to be continue to do this sort of work in March in San Antonio and across the state.
So the deadline is when to enroll?
The deadline is March 31st. So everybody needs to go and check out their options before then. If you don't enroll by March 31st, you will face a fine. This is the law of the land, and you're required to have coverage. But what we find is most important is that there's this really incredible opportunity and that people can find really the peace of mind that comes with having health coverage for their family, and they can actually afford it, which a lot of people have struggled to do in the past.
What about folks who fall in that health care gap we have now because Texas did not expand Medicaid? for them?
Well, it's a great point that because the state of Texas decided not to expand Medicaid, there are some people where there aren't really great options for them, and that is a fact. But what we do find is that there are millions of people still who can find affordable coverage. And so what we really encourage everyone out there is to not assume that, you know, you're not going to find a good option, because we're finding people that are finding plans for $0 a month. So we really encourage everyone to check out our website, getcoveredamerica.org. When you go to our website, you can actually see a calculator where you can plug in some really basic information, your income, the zip code of where you live, and the number of people in your household who are looking for coverage. And you can get immediate information in terms of the plan, the premium that you might expect to pay, the financial assistance that you could get per month, and really get a sense of what are your options personally for you and your family.
Okay, let's get a caller on the air. Our number is 614-8980, 614-8980. We're talking about the Affordable Care Act countdown to Get Coverage bus tour is hit the road today. It will be in San Antonio on Thursday. Matt has called in. Matt, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, I tried to register for the Affordable Act. I called, and I even spoke to someone, and they mentioned to me that if you make less than $40,000, you don't qualify for it. I don't understand why.
Okay, Matt, thanks for that call, and we'll. Can you help us figure that out, Anna?
Sure. So, Matt, I'm not sure of your specific circumstance, and so I'm not sure, what the reason might be for that, but it's possible that, as we were talking about just before you called, that you may fall into the situation where, because the state didn't expand Medicaid, you can't get coverage through Medicaid. But I would encourage you to check out our website, getcoveredamerica.org. You can plug in your information into a calculator, see what might be available to you, and see what your options might be there. I'd encourage anyone that has questions about this to go to that website, and you can learn more about what's available in your specific circumstance.
But if Matt was living in a different state than one that had expanded Medicaid, then he would not have that problem.
That's true. There are about half the states in the country, they did decide to expand Medicaid, and people are getting coverage. We've seen millions of people get coverage through Medicaid in the last few months. And we've even heard some stories. We know of a story of a woman who was actually living in Texas and moved to Maryland because she was struggling with some issues through MS that she'd been suffering with. And really wanted to get coverage through Medicaid. So that is a true fact. There's a reality to that. But again, I do want to say that there are millions of people in the state of Texas who do have some really incredible opportunities and are going to get help paying for plans through the marketplace.
Right. And the way that came about with this, the gap, it was not the original intent of the Affordable Care Act. But when the Supreme Court, when they ruled that of the Affordable Care Act was constitutional, but they did find that it was not constitutional for the federal government to require states to expand Medicaid. So governors and legislatures statewide got to decide whether or not that was going to happen. And Texas decided not to, even though the federal government said that they would pay for that expansion. All right, let's go to David. David has called in. Welcome to The Source. David, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. My nephews in Florida tell me that they have tried to sign up for the Affordable Care Act coverage there, and that they're being told they're in their early 30s that they need to pay something on the order of $700 a month for the least expensive policy they can find. And they wait tables in a restaurant, and they say a Haitian person who's an immigrant, a legal immigrant, got a much better deal because he was a minority. I'd like to know, is it true that the system is giving better deals to people with some sort of minority status than they are to white people?
All right. Fantastic question, David. Thank you for calling us that in. So, Anna, help us with that.
Sure. David, that's, a really important question. And it is important to know that there are not additional benefits for someone that is an ethnic minority. Decisions about financial assistance are made specifically based on your income. And so what we see is it's really a sliding scale, and that a family of four, for example, that makes up to $94,000 a year could expect to see financial assistance. And so depending on what your income is, you may get a different level of financial assistance. In terms of your son's situation, again, I don't know enough specifics for him. I think there's a couple things that could be happening. One is it's possible that he learned what the premium amount was, but wasn't told what the financial assistance is that he could receive. But that's something we see a lot of confusion around. And that's why, again, I encourage everyone to check out our website, getcoveredamerica.org, to find out what is available to get that subsidy to help pay for it. The other thing that could be possible is Florida is another state that is not expanding Medicaid, similar to Texas. And so it's possible he's falling into a bit of a gap there where he's not getting financial assistance. Again, that's an example where because of the decisions that the state leadership made, there are some folks that are not eligible to get Medicaid as they would in other states.
And Anna, as I've done my reporting on the Affordable Care Act over these months, I've seen that it's very difficult to parse out how this is working with different demographic groups, because you're not allowed to categorize that as you sign people up, which ethnic group a person may fall in. So I don't see how anyone could get a benefit for being part of one ethnic group or minority or another when that's not allowed to be factored into the reporting on the Affordable Care Act.
That's exactly correct. It's something we'll never really get the full reporting for exactly the reasons you said. When someone goes through the application process, they do not report their race or their ethnicity.
All right, Anna, folks, we got to go. Anna, we thank you so much. With Enroll America, the deadline to sign up for the Affordable Care Act is on March 31st. Your big bus, Countdown to Get Covered bus, comes into San Antonio on Thursday. We'll keep an eye out for it. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for tuning us in.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.